From Tidbits on August 19th, 2013. This is Extra Bits by Tidbits staff. Jeff Carlson talks iPad photography on Mac Power Users podcast. Tidbits senior editor and photography expert Jeff Carlson joined David Sparks and Katie Floyd on the Mac Power Users podcast to talk about his latest book, The iPad for Photographers. The trio discusses the best iPad companion apps for photographers, editing and managing photos, and even how to take photos with your iPad. Georgia Tech researchers sneak malware into the App Store. Researchers from Georgia Tech have discovered an alarming iOS security hole and even managed to sneak malware past Apple's App Store review process. Called Jekyll, in a nod to Robert Louis Stevenson's novella, the malware was disguised as a Georgia Tech news app. Once installed, it could post tweets, send messages, take photos, retrieve personal information, and even direct Safari to install more malware. The researchers could also control the app remotely, adding more commands and capabilities. It even phoned home, revealing that Apple spent only a few seconds reviewing the app before approval. After testing the app briefly on their own devices, the researchers pulled it from the App Store. Icahn bets big on Apple. Billionaire investor Carl Icahn sent Apple's stock price soaring after tweeting to his 59,000 followers on August 13, 2013, that he has purchased a large stake in the company. Since the announcement, the stock has risen over 12%. Over the past year, Apple's stock price had dropped by nearly half. While Apple investors are relishing the surge, it remains to be seen what effect the outspoken Icahn will have on the company. Interaction of Color reimagines its interactive iPad app. Joseph Albers' iconic book, Interaction of Color, has been given a modern makeover as an iPad app to celebrate the 50th anniversary of its first publication. This absorbing and educational work, referred to as a landmark in the field of color philosophy by the director of Yale University Press, comes to life on iPad, with previously impossible interactions adding a new dimension. Be sure to watch the promotional video for a glimpse into the thinking applied to both the original book and this new app. Examining Twitter's innovative new two-factor authentication. Over at Wired, Matt Honan details the challenges Twitter security engineers faced in designing a new two-factor authentication system that is both more secure than any existing solution and easier for users to understand. It's a fascinating read and gives great insight into how much thought goes into maintaining the security of the internet-based services we use every day. Get 1 gigabyte of Dropbox space for installing Mailbox. Dropbox has added another way to increase the size of your Dropbox account for free. In an effort to promote the company's recently purchased Mailbox app for iOS, Dropbox is awarding 1 gigabyte of free space to everyone who installs Mailbox and links it to Dropbox. Mailbox currently supports only Gmail, though support for other platforms is promised. Early Apple employees discuss jobs. Over at Slashdot, Vijith Asar interviews early Apple employees Daniel Kottke and Bill Fernandez about the new feature film Jobs. It's a fascinating conversation, with the two of them sharing memories of what the earliest days of Apple were really like, and how the movie's portrayal of Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and various events in the company's history spans the gamut between eerily accurate and completely fictitious. Researchers demo devices powered by TV signals. According to this MIT Technology Review article, researchers at the University of Washington have developed a prototype devices that communicate using just ambient radio waves, no batteries needed. The devices achieve this trick by varying how much they reflect and absorb radio waves, and scavenge power from those same radio waves. Bandwidth is low, only about 1 kilobit per second, and range is currently less than 1 meter, though that can be reportedly be extended to about 6 meters easily. By eliminating batteries, such devices can become significantly smaller and cheaper, and could appear in a wide variety of scenarios, from contactless payments to warehouse item tracking, plus the killer app of locating your glasses and keys. Gmail privacy hullabaloo overblown. Over at The Verge, Neil I. Patel does a nice job of debunking the recent controversy over whether Gmail users can have an expectation of privacy. Fueled by the revelations of governmental spying programs, media sites smell blood, but have largely misinterpreted a statement in Google's motion to dismiss a class action lawsuit alleging that Gmail violates wiretapping laws. As Patel says, and goes on to show, there's just nothing here. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Transporter. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.